Greetings, everybody. Open your Bible to Proverbs. You should have an outline with you because I went to the trouble to put the verses on the back for you so you didn't have to feel like you have to use all of your fingers to go back and forth. We are now getting into the topical section of the book of Proverbs, and there are 17 verses. What I am trying to do is account for each verse from chapter 10, verse 1, all the way to the end of Proverbs, and try to address every topic, or at least the majority of the topic, through that proverb deals with. It's important to understand we have learned over and over again the importance of seeking wisdom and forsaking folly and foolishness. And to pursue folly and foolishness is to live a life of vanity, to live a life of sin, choosing to live for yourself and the here now in this world, and for pleasure rather than for what we were created for, to live a life praising our Creator and living a life that is consistent with our relationship with our Lord, the Creator, who is infinitely holy in all that He is. Tonight I have chosen for the very first topic to deal with the contrast between living a life of humility versus the life of pride. We all know about that. It's amazing how often Proverbs addresses this topic. If you have the outline, you'll see all of those verses, and I have put them in chronological order in the back. So if you want to refer to them in the back, that's fine. They're there for you. I have put them there for your convenience. It may look different, our outline, as we continue to work our way through this, but at the start, we'll see how it works out. I have never preached Proverbs on the topical element. It is hard to preach this. It is not easy to just launch into. It's going to be more didactic, more teaching. And so my goal would not to do what a lot of commentators do. Simply grab a verse and all you talk about is what it says right there. I wanted to step back and get a composite of everything Proverbs said on that subject, which will give it the more full orb rather than touching on it, touching on humility or pride here and then 5 weeks later here and about 6 weeks later here, so on and so forth. This way we can bring them all together and wrap our mind around it in totality. Please understand, wisdom is better than folly. That's a given now. Everything we see here is going to be stemming from that. If I had to pick a verse to launch into this, it would be, okay, I'm looking at my left, it would be Proverbs 16, verse 18 and 19. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Notice, better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. So it is in that verse that I had made the distinction clearly. Proverbs make the distinction, Solomon make the distinction, God make the distinction. It's better to be humble than it is to be proud. Let's pray. Father, be with us tonight and in the week to come. Help us to realize that every single topic and subject that you address from here on out in Proverbs is vital, has a moral element to it. Even if we don't think so, the fact that you had went the time to have it recorded in your word for us means we're going to be held accountable to it, and that you have clearly outlined what the path of wisdom is and what the path of folly is. And Lord, help us all we to choose the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Father, be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs addresses many topics. Give you a few just to start what we are probably looking for ahead to deal with. It deals with the subject of anger, seeking and receiving counsel, the sins of laziness, having a good name, being righteous versus wicked, discipline of children, enemies and revenge, attitudes of hatred, malice and strife, what kind of friend to have and how to treat your neighbor, caring for the poor, how to gain and use wealth, morality in leadership, position, joy and bitterness of spirit, right and wrong use of the tongue, honesty and integrity, family life, observation from nature and society, godly women and wives, alcohol, drinking and drunkenness, character traits of the wise, etc., etc. Here in our message tonight, I'm addressing the hallmark of the humble versus the proud. Pride is a sin inherent in the human heart from birth, and it takes the work of grace to subdue it and replace it with humility. Pride was the first sin as found in Satan. In Proverbs, to be proud and to be high-minded of oneself is the way of folly. The way of wisdom is to walk humbly in all areas of our life. To be wise is to display humbleness in our demeanor, attitudes, action, response, and response to life situation. And before you think any of the topics that I have so far addressed, that Proverbs will be bringing it out, that they are small things, let me read what John Piper, when asked the question, what is sin? It is the glory of God not being honored, the holiness of God not reverenced, the greatness of God not admired, the power of God not praised, the truth of God not sought, the wisdom of God not esteemed, the beauty of God not treasured, the goodness of God not savored, the faithfulness of God not trusted, the commandment of God not obeyed, the judgment of God not respected, the wrath of God not feared, the grace of God not cherished, the presence of God not prized, the person of God is not loved. That is sin. Anytime you go against the law of God, these are all the things that you are shaking your fist at to the Almighty One in heaven. Sin is serious. And we need to understand we should forsake it in every way possible. Point number one, let's talk about the proud and the haughty. I used three verses out of that list. Verse 16, verse 5. Everyone proud in heart, it is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. Pretty revealing. You don't want to be among this company. You do not want to be among the proud. You don't want to be classified as a proud and haughty and arrogant person, because it is an abomination to the Lord. God hates it. God hates it. Even if the proud all join their forces together to try to collectively overthrow the principle of humility, they will not prosper. They will not go unpunished. Proverbs 21, verse 4, a haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. Proverbs 21, verse 24, a proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. In Proverbs, there are a cluster of words that expresses a proud attitude and a proud attitude and spirit toward God and our fellow man. Many a time we have translated the word pride or or proud in Proverb, that aptly used different Hebrew words. The word that we will see throughout this, it pride, proud, haughty, arrogant, to be a scorner or a mocker, all component of being a proud and arrogant person. Together they express an attitude of self-importance to the point of defiance, contempt, disdain, and rebellion. That is the spirit of pride. You can say whatever, you know, too often we always want to assume it at the extreme end, when any spirit of rebellion is sinful and wrong. Rebellion toward any God-ordained authority. Whether it's children toward their parents, relationship between husband and wife, our relationship to governmental authority, the list goes on. God has ordained all kinds of authority around us that we need to submit to and humble ourselves under for the sake of the good of all. And so we see here that what I have chosen to do is not to take down and give you a lexical study of every single word and all the nuances and shade. I have chosen to cluster them together and give you the composite meaning of this person. They embrace this spirit. Again, they express the attitude of self-importance. They're the authority. They are the standard. Proud people don't listen well. Proud people are not teachable. Proud people are very unforgiving. Proud people do not restore relationships easy, especially if somebody clashes with them. They are very self-willed and resist any biblical authority. They assume they're above that. We see that found later on in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 12. It said this, listen. Now the man who acts presumptuously. Now the word presumptuously is the exact same word as the word proud in verse 16, verse 5 in our list here. It so easily, the man who acts proudly will not heed the priest who stand to minister there before the Lord your God or the judge. That man shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel. So we had in God's economy, Old Testament economy, when you had a person that was a rebel, so proud and presumptuous that they would buck and challenge the authority of the priest and the authority of the judge, they need to be cut off and dealt with. What does that mean? Put to death. Remove the evil away from you. This is a serious issue. Thankfully, we're not having those laws in effect today. Many of us wouldn't be here tonight. But the idea here, it tells you that people that are proud are very self-willed and they want to be the standard. They're anti-authority. They want to buck and challenge. Even when you get to the minor prophet Obadiah, when he was exposing the pride of Edom. Now Edom, when the children of Israel were being challenged by the Babylonians, they, instead of coming to their aid, they aptly helped the Babylonians. And Obadiah, one chapter, minor prophet, would design and calculated to bring judgment upon the Edomites. And here's what it said, verse 3. The pride of your heart had deceived you, who dwell in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high. You who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? Proud people think they are safe and secure. Nobody can knock them off their pedestal. What is sad that proud people, when they persevere in their prideness and their proudness, they will be dealt with hard. They will be dealt with hard. The other character trait of the proud, they are unteachable. They refuse to submit. They do not defer. Instead of deferring, they get angry, they pout, and they get frustrated and sad. They do not work. They just do not see God's word as authoritative in their life. And that's a tragic thing for anybody in this room who professes to be a Christian, and you know you have issues that you are going contrary to, and yet in your pride you refuse to submit, but yet you try to keep the air that you are a God-honoring person. We have to watch out for the pride in our hearts. To have pride is living a life of folly. It will poison itself in areas that often we are unaware of. People who are proud refuse to heed wisdom's call to fear the Lord and to seek the knowledge of the holy. Hey, they may come to church, they may read their Bible, but they're not listening to the Bible. They're not obeying the Bible. I have known a lot of people who can read and quote verses, but don't live the book. They live folly. They live proud. Proverbs 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogant and the evil way. And the perverse mouth I hate. We have to listen to what God is saying to us, what it means to be proud. We have to be careful. Think for a moment. It is a sin to have a proud look. Now, it's not what you see in the person, it is their outlook on people. Having the arrogant and proudful look upon people. They are very condescending. They think they are shit better than everybody else. They like to, they may not always verbalize it, but it oozes out in their arrogance. Psalm 101, verse 5, whoever secretly slandered his neighbor, him I will destroy. And the one who had a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. People who have the haughty look, they look condescend greater and holier than thou toward others. Remember clear back in Proverbs 6, verse 16 and 17, these six things the Lord hates, yet seven are abomination to him. The first thing, a proud look. A proud look. Think about that. Pride is an attitude. It's hard to put your hand on pride, but we all know a proud person when we meet him. We should be more concerned about the pride in our own hearts. And so we see here and been introduced now to the proud, to the haughty, and to the arrogant. Now let's look at point number two, where we look at some verses that speak to the contrary, to where we can live and pursue the path of wisdom. This fine verses on the meek and the humble. Proverbs 15, verse 33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 22, verse 4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Humility. Humility is the opposite of pride and a haughty spirit. This is humility before God and others. There are a cluster of Hebrew words for the humble and humility in Proverbs, along with the words meek, modest, and lowly. All good spirit to have. These words together express a humble person who displays a spirit of meekness and modesty. This humility is seen in their disposition and attitude toward others. Here's one. Numbers 12, verse 3. Now the man molded was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth. That speaks Lot and legion to Moses, the man. He was not only a good leader, man used of God, he was a humble man, among the most humble upon the face of the earth. Even in later on in Isaiah 29, verse 19, it said that the humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The humility and being lowly had two things. One, you could be, your circumstances had knocked you down way low where you have no choice but become humble by your circumstances. Or because of your walk with the Lord, you have learned to humble yourself before your God because He is infinitely bigger and greater than you and I. One of the things that I have appreciated that some of you have asked me about my conference that I went to, one of the things that came clear throughout all the messages was the fact that Puritan had an exalted view of the character of God. They were humbled by His bigness. When they saw the Scripture, they saw Him, what the Scripture revealed of the one true God as the God of greatness and majesty. Infinite in every degree, in every attribute, in every character trait. And when they took that greatness and expounded through Scripture and compared it to themselves, they realized that they were nothing compared to Him. That produced an enormous amount of humility. They were men of bold conviction. They were men of courage. Because they had a big God, they were not afraid to face the proud, even facing death. Because at the end of the day, they were dying for the great God to whom they have come to know. They were willing to die for the truth. And they were willing to do it, surrendering to His providence and sovereignty. The bigness of God. Clearly you can see that in Isaiah 57, verse 15. For thus said the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, His name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with Him who had the contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. We all know the verse in James chapter 4, verse 6. God resisted the proud but give grace to the humble. He had taught that over and over in various different ways. Psalm 138, verse 6, though the Lord is on high, yet He regards the lowly, but the proud He knows afar. Proverbs 29, verse 23, a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. 1 Peter 5, verse 5, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And one of my favorite, one of my all-time, you definitely want to write this one down, Micah 6, 8. Micah 6, 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. To walk humbly with your God. So there's three things. You want to know what God expects of us? He wants us to do good. Go about all of your life doing good. Go about displaying and love mercy and to walk humbly before your God. Bring it to point number three. Now I want to show, we gave you the definition. Now we're going to show the contrast between the proud and the humble. And after I used Proverbs again, 16, verse 18 and 19, pride goes before the destruction and the haughty spirit before the fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Better than. Wisdom will always appeal to what is best, and we either by faith will take God at His word, Too often we try to feel. Too often we realize that we drink the water and breathe the air that this world dishes out. So often we emulate by osmosis, and we have to conscientiously have our mind renewed and transformed by the truth. The world loves arrogant people, especially successful ones. And I got news for you. In God's economy, there are no successful, proud people, because in the end, God will deal with them. They may have their moment in the sun. They may have their moment of bliss. They're 15 seconds of fame in this world. But everybody will face Almighty God. And if you are and have become proud and haughty and become and taken on that spirit that the world worships, that is always in opposition to being humble before our God, it's a serious thing. One of the things that you need to understand, when I was working my way through this and I put together all the stuff and I was trying to compare notes and looking at the verses, two things I begin to realize. We will follow what we're going to be doing here, following the trajectory and the pathology of where the two paths end up. When you live a life of humility, where it leads you, if you versus living a life of pride and arrogance and where it leads you. One of the things that I found out was two things. In looking at the contrast between the two, we're going to notice how it is revealed in the character trait of those who emulate those traits. What humble people look like versus proud and arrogant people look like. Proverbs gives us some good pictures here. Then we're going to also notice what are the results of their life in the end. So this is where it gets dicey, and I did the best I could to work with what I can. But first thing is first, the contrast in their character trait. The humble are seen as wise. Humble people are wise people because they have humbled themselves, they're teachable, they're willing to seek advice and counsel. Proverbs 11, verse 3, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. The humble are teachable. Proverbs 13, verse 10, by pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Those who are well-advised, seeking advice and counsel, teachable, learning. The humble will keep a watch and guard over their mouth and the things they say, which always goes back to they wash their heart, because the heart, the abundance of the heart, though the mouth speaks, right? Excuse me. Proverbs 14, verse 3, the mouth of the fool is a rod of pride. They love to articulate in their arrogance and their pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. That word preserve, the idea is they will watch over and guard their words carefully. This goes without saying, but it states it twice. Proverbs 15, verse 33, the humble fear the Lord. They fear the Lord. Where do you think their humility comes from? The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 22, verse 4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. You want riches, honor, and life? Live a life of humility in the fear of the Lord. You live your life. It's like what our Lord said in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and these things will be added to you. Okay? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then these things. You don't live for these things. You live for the Lord first and foremost. Same here. Fear the Lord and he will bless. Fear the Lord. But you don't live for the blessedness. That's the byproduct of fearing the Lord and living your life given over to wisdom. And part of being a wise person is being a humble person before the Lord and men and others. Humble people have no problem hanging around and keeping company with the lowly. Proud people love to be around arrogant people. Humble people have no problem. We see this in Proverbs 16, verse 19. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Another thing about people with humility, they will let others praise them. They won't worry about praising themselves and constantly giving them verbal accolades. Proverbs 27, verse 2, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. Proudful people are always talking about themselves, always defending their position instead of letting others do the talking. This is a given also, but it was stated, so I must declare it. Proverbs 28:25 said, the humble trust in the Lord. When you don't understand in all your ways, acknowledge Him. He will direct. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. But in Proverbs 28:25 it said that he who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. Those that the opposite of a proud heart that want to constantly stir up strife because of their pride, making everybody bend to their rules, to their understanding, to their perception of reality, instead of the way that it right walk in it. Now we have the proud fool, on the other hand, displays their pride and folly. Their mouth exalts self and pride. Proverbs 14, verse 3. In the mouth of a fool is the rod of pride. They can't help but to speak proudly. But the lips of the wise will preserve them. Proverbs 17, verse 19. He who loves transgression loves strife. And he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. So we have here a person who wants to constantly exalt their place, their gate, their accomplishment, their person, their family, their stuff. They're proud in heart. 16 verse 5, everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. We talked about that. People who are proud love strife and transgression. They constantly are in conflict with others. They are not good people to reconcile relationships because of their pride. We see that. 17:19, he who loved transgression loves strife. And he who exalted gates seek destruction. A haughty look, a proud heart, and stirred up strife and wickedness. 21:4, we saw that earlier. A haughty look, proud heart, and a plowing of the wicked. He who is of a proud heart stirred up strife. Here's one. This is probably the essence of pride. Proverbs 26:12, do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope of a fool than for him. Think about that. We all know how bad it is to be a fool in God's eyes. Well, to be a proud person is worse than that. Better to meet a fool than a proud person who is wise in their own eye. They are just so all fire smart. You can't convince them of anything because they're convinced it's because of their pride. So that is what the character trait of those people, the humble versus the proud. Now we are going to look at quickly to go over. Rather than reading all the verses, I have summarized the result of when you live a life of wisdom or in a spirit of humility versus folly and a spirit of pride and arrogance. A wide man humility will help gain them wisdom in the end. They will be established in this life because God will have established them. They will have honor and respect by those around them. They will have riches, honor, and life. Others will speak well of thee, those who are humble. They will indeed be prosperous and have their honor will be an enduring honor because people who know them know who they are and their character traits. Whereas the person, a fool, their end at the end of the day will produce shame. They will live a life of shame. They'll bring shame upon themselves and their family. They will bring about strife, not harmony, not unity. All because of their pride. They step back and they don't understand it because of their pride. And because they've been deceived by their own pride, they can't see it. Therefore, they continue down this path, refusing to listen that it is even possible they could be wrong. Though they live in strife everywhere. People who are proud don't have people close to them other than other proud and arrogant people that don't care until they're always in conflict with each other. Here's one. This one I will bring out, and that is people who live in the spirit of pride will destroy their family. It is inevitable. That is found in Proverbs 15:25. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. But he will establish the boundaries of the widow. The proud, we have to understand and remember. And I think this statement I'm about to say should be the most fearful statement of ever wanting to be a proud person. And that is, they are an abomination to the Lord. Do you think for a second that you being an abomination to the Lord going to have any inkling of blessing in your life? Where do you think blessings come from? They come from the Lord. It is he who blesses. It is he who curses. And if you're an abomination, you're among the cursed. Both in this life and the life to come, I let you humble yourself. People who are proud live a life of sin. We see that in Proverbs 21, verse 4. A haughty look, a proud heart, and a plowing of the wicked are sin. I was captivated by the fact that it is a sin just from their haughty, proudful look. And we might say that's nothing. That why do we make a big deal of that? God does, because he knows that if you have a heart, if you look at people with a sense of arrogance, you have a proudful heart. In the end, in reality, the proud had very little hope in the end. And they will indeed be brought low, dealt with by God himself. So, in the end, beloved, humility is better than the life of pride. In summary, we can summarize everything, put aside, we already know it's sin and it's wrong, we should not be proud people. So let me give you some things to summarize the spirit of humility. Number one, humble people are teachable. They will seek the truth, they want the truth. They're not worried about trying to save faith. They're not trying to protect their image. They're not trying to do anything other than seek the truth in the path of wisdom. Number two, they avoid needless conflict and strife with others. They do what it takes to resolve conflict. and they do not bring things up that creates and causes conflict that the proud does. Proud people don't fix and repair relationships. They let things fester. They let things go on undealt with. And at the end of the day, they want to say it's all the other people's fault, when in reality, because of their unwillingness to do their part, conflict is still there. Humble people seek to resolve conflict, and they will avoid needless conflict and strife with others. Number three, they will do everything in their power to avoid being trapped with an inflated ego. They will be careful to watch their heart that they will not be lifted up in pride. Wash your heart. And number four, walk safe and sure with his God, and you will be established by him. You will get your blessing. You'll be grounded and rooted and stabilized through God's hand of blessing upon you. It is God and God alone who blesses. We need to come to grips with it. We live in a world that think they can do whatever they please with absolutely no consequences, and yet they're facing consequences all the time, and they don't even realize it. Because so many things are contrary to God's design, which is the opposite of wisdom. Let me close with a quote that I have used often from C.S. Lewis. And the purpose of me using it is because every time we make a choice, and every time we make a decision, we're either taking the path of wisdom or folly. And in our innumerable multitude of choices, we're either moving one direction or the other. Let me have C.S. Lewis say it out of his book, Mere Christianity. Quote, every time you make a choice, you are turning the very central part of you, the part of you that chooses, into something a little different what it was before. And with all your innumerable choices all your life long, you are slowly turning yourself either to a heavenly creature or to a hellish creature. Either into a creature that is in harmony with God and with others, or out into one that is in a state of war and hatred with God and with others. Each of us at each moment is progressing to one state or the other. End quote. Every decision you make, something as simple as the spirit of humility versus pride. In any area of your life, in any dealings with maybe your circumstances, and then you're dealing with God's providence, or you're dealing with people. We need to always move in the direction of wisdom. Every choice and decision you make will turn the very central core of who you are. Make those choices come in line with the path of wisdom that honors and glorifies God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. Help us to realize the seriousness of living a life of wisdom. And in the light of our message tonight, may we have the marks of humility. May we be humble people. Dear God, do a work in our midst. Subdue our rebellious, proudful hearts. Help us to honor you in all that we do. Oh, Father, we thank you for this lesson tonight. May we take heed to his warnings and take comfort into his wisdom. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.